It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, we've got townhouses, we've got homes, we've got, I don't know, lions, tigers, and bears, but I understand that townhomes are having their moment in the sun again.
That's right, Steve. Townhomes are now the fasting growing segment of the what they consider single-family housing construction market. They've actually surged about 18% from 2014 to 2015. And you got to say, well, why is that? Well, part of the reason is in the last couple of years, we have a high level of first-time home buyers. And it just comes down to affordability. Mm-hmm. It's more affordable to buy a townhome than it is a single-family home.
Sure.
But there's some real good advantages to having a townhouse. For example, if you're living a crazy lifestyle, you don't have time to deal with the outside maintenance of a property. It's all being taken care of for you.
Yeah.
They tend to be a little trendier and more walking distances to good schools, shops, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it has its appeal, and it seems to be the fastest growing market right now for single family construction.
Interesting. On the other hand, we've got a report here that says that vacation home sales plummeted in 2016. What's going on there?
Now, we're talking about the sales, not prices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the number of sales for them apparently have been decreasing, and I don't know necessarily why. It's the second consecutive year that they have fallen. They've actually gone down 36% from their peak of 2014.
This is the sales.
This is the sales.
The number of units sold have gone down.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To give you an idea, in 2015, there was 920,000 sales.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2013, it was 717,000, but this past year it was 721. So we're back to almost like 2013 in the number of vacation homes.
Do they give any reason for that, do you think?
Well, they do. You know, there seems to be some velocity in the financial markets in the late 2015 that's put a dent on the affluent household incomes. That seems to be...
Well, the markets were flat in 2015, so...
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be one excuse.
Yeah.
But, you know, that we do have tight inventory conditions, which is pushing up that median sales price.
Yeah.
That's both on the vacation home and investment home. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, it is making it maybe a little more expensive. And maybe folks are deciding they don't need to make that move. I don't know.
Well, you know, also maybe with the advent of Airbnb... A lot of people are using their homes as a secondary source of income.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? And there's not as much inventory on the market there as well. That's a possibility, right?
They don't all have to come to South Florida for vacation. If you're doing Airbnb, you can, you know, go to different locations each year.
You know, I saw the interview with the founder of Airbnb. I'll make this really quick, but he said that he was looking for a place to stay in San Francisco. And his friend said, you know, I really don't have any room, but I've got some airbeds. So it's like they got, Airbnb. So it all started.
I wonder where that came from.
I know. It's like, hey, that's pretty cool. I never would have realized that. So, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and we've been talking during very strong market cycles in real estate, you know, 04, 05, and so on, and then incredibly weak, and now they're getting strong again. So home prices have risen fairly well, especially in the last few years. What do you think the risk of home prices going down are now?
Well, if you're talking nationally across the country, I'm going to have to say virtually none. The likelihood over the next 2 years of that occurring is about 4%, according to the Arch MI Risk Index statistical model of spring 2017.
Okay.
Overall, risk was stable this quarter. There's no state that had a greater than 50% chance of home prices declining, according to this study.
Hmm.
So home prices grew 6% if you look back in 2016. So in order for it to reverse course so dramatically, it would have to be something, you know, rather monumental to occur.
Yeah.
And it always comes down, Steve, to supply and demand. We have such low levels of inventory that demand is high. There will be a tipping point, and it is always cyclical. Every market has a season, but it's just not now unless, you know, we have some kind of catastrophic economic collapse of some sort.
Right. And that's always impossible to predict But the way things look at this moment, inflation is benign, interest rates are low, the economy is chugging along at a modest pace, we'll say. By some measures, we have full employment and other things like that. So, you know, it's kind of a good environment for housing and for the stock market as well. But, you know, the future is always uncertain.
And the three states at risk, if there's any kind of risk, would be North Dakota, Wyoming, and Alaska. And that's because of impact by weak employment and home sales.
Okay.
Due to unwinding energy boom and high inventories of home sales.
So North Dakota is a lot of fracking and things like that. So as oil prices decline, it becomes more difficult to make a profit in those areas. And so activity declines, and that's going to hurt housing. Here's a question. You know, I love your survival guide, we call it. Here's a question. Is it worth suing a rogue condo board president? The question is, I live in a community association where the president of the board is violating several statutory provisions and community rules. When a homeowner brought this up at a board meeting, the president told the audience to deal with it or just sue him. What should we do?
Oh, boy.
You got 1 minute.
Okay. The president can't just bend the rules and do whatever he wants. Your best course of action would be to try to discuss the matter with the individuals to see what the actions are. But his actions have to be truly harmful. And if they are, then you need to take legal action.
Yeah, which is expensive. So,
well, exactly. You have legal fees, lawsuits could get expensive. Mm-hmm. Is he just breaking a technical rule, or does it have a real negative impact on the community and yourself?
Yeah.
It's probably not worth spending a lot of time and money and energy in a lawsuit. Just try to work it out. You can always go and try to vote him out of that position in the next election.
Okay. Terry Story. Terry is with me today, as she is every single week. And you can find more about Terry Story at terrystory.com. And don't forget to join the conversation at stevepomerantz.com, where you can always see Terry's interviews and transcripts and find out all you want to know about Terry Story. Again, terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.